A few years ago, my wife and I opened up our home for a ministry to the cadets of the Air Force Academy. During their off hours, these guys would come over and play ping pong and eat, listen to music and eat, talk, eat, play table hockey, eat, play chess, and eat. We thoroughly enjoyed these guys and were fixing up a room in the basement for them. One thing we lacked was a big Davenport for them to sit on. So one day my wife and I drove downtown, and I told her to look around and pick out one she wanted. It had to be a rugged thing with a cover that would clean easily when mustard or Kool-Aid or hot chocolate got spilled. She found one that was the right size, and the salesman assured us it would take a beating. So I told the guy we'd like to have it. But there was one problem. We didn't have any money and didn't have any prospects for getting any. But I told him, I've got this. I pulled out my New Testament and showed him, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I asked him, do you believe that? He was a bit startled and said, well, I don't know, I guess so. So do I replied, and I'm willing to trust that promise if you are. I explained to him that we were in Christian work and needed the Davenport and was sure God would supply. I said, if you'll ship out the Davenport, I'll bring the money down as soon as God provides it. He was absolutely dumbfounded. He thought for a minute, and still with a puzzled look, he called to the back of the store and said, hey, Joe, get the truck. We're moving this Davenport. In less than a month, the Lord had supplied enough money to cover the cost, so I went down to the store and said, here's your money. I think he was a bit shocked by it all. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, God will provide. There's a powerful statement of this fact in the life of Abraham. He was sent by God into the land of Moriah with his only son Isaac for a strange encounter with faith. Abraham, the friend of God, was to be tested by the Lord to the limits of what most of us would consider the breaking point. He was to offer his son, whom he loved, on the altar of dedication to God. At the last minute, his son was spared by the miraculous intervention of the angel of the Lord. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took his knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. In the margin of my Bible, the name Jehovah Jireh is translated, the Lord will see or provide. For a long time I wondered what the word see and provide had in common. Then I learned a beautiful and exciting truth. Pro means ahead or beforehand. And vide is the Latin word for video, which shows God's ability to see. His provision is based upon his prevision, his ability to see ahead, to know what our needs will be, and make provision for them. His prevision is followed by his provision. Jesus said, for your Father in heaven knoweth what things you have need of before you ask them. God is ready, willing, and able to meet our needs. May God bless you as you trust Him to provide.